No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Kia ora, Justine, how are you today?
Kia ora, Rachel, I'm good, how are you?
That is good to hear. We're well as well. Well as well.
Well as well can be.
We have got some questions from the listeners about employment stuff and union-y things, so let's get stuck into it. The first one here is from someone who says, "Hey Justine, I've got a terrible manager. They're newish, they haven't taken the time to learn what my team does, brackets, I'm in sales, and has now announced a complete change in how we do things, which doesn't actually benefit the team at all. Do you have any advice on how to approach her about this? No one in my team likes the change, and it'll actually make us way slower at our jobs, but she's got her heart set on it. Really don't know what to do here. Please help."
Ain't that always the way, right? When a new manager comes in and kind of wants to, bolster the CV, have a legacy, and not necessarily engages with staff along the way. It's something that happens quite commonly. It sounds like this is a change process, something we'd call a management of change. So basically, there's a proposal to change how your workplace operates and how you do your work. There's some really good advice actually on employment.gov.nz about this, where you can read about like an overview of how workplace change should kind of happen. And a couple of things kind of stand out for me, which is that it doesn't sound like there's been any consultation with the affected employees, which should be sort of the number one thing that kind of happens in a process like that. So that's the employer does have an obligation in good faith, as we like to call it in the biz, to consult with workers when there's changes that are going to impact their work or potentially impact their employment. So it's kind of a bit of a red flag to me that if there hasn't been any consultation, though there may have been, because maybe that's how you know about it. In terms of what you can do, This is a really hard one because, like in a unionized workplace, you have a lot more scope and power to kind of, say this change isn't going to, have that consultation, that feedback be more meaningful. And that, the employer is more likely to act on it because you can exercise some collective power. So it is tough. It's a tough one. I would just be very honest. I would collectively give very similar feedback and be extremely honest about how you don't think this is going to, and collectively be honest about how, this is going to impact your work. And, if there is an opportunity for feedback, don't waste that. Don't mince your words. You know best about the work. And, it's been on to, the onus is on the manager to listen, and if this person decides not to, I guess you reap what you sow in some ways, to be honest. But yeah, good opportunity to join a union, because this is the kind of thing that unionized workplace, it happens less frequently, and when it does happen, you have a lot more say in what's going on, and you can stop occasionally really bad plans from going forward.
All right. Well, that sounds like some very good advice there. Thank you, Justine. What else have we got on here, Zoe?
This texter says, "My work shuts down over the Christmas summer period, and I have to use a lot of my annual leave at this time. Is this normal?"
I suppose it is normal for some workplaces that don't have a lot of business over that period, and so they'll have a shutdown period. I have it at my work as well. I think it is definitely something you should be able to negotiate with your employer. So, there definitely needs to be scope for people who don't want to take their leave during that period. I think it is a bit, in a way, marginalizes people who might be from different cultures, who may want to take, time off, for instance, during, more important holidays in their cultures, not, merely over, the Christmas period. So I think that's something to engage with your employer about, and maybe, kind of have a conversation with other people to see if it's a what we might call a widely and deeply felt issue. So a widely felt issue is something a lot of people care about, and deeply felt is how much they care about it. And if it is a widely and deeply felt issue, I think it's something definitely to raise with your employer to see if there's a workaround, if some people can work and that they can be flexible, and your employer should be able to be flexible. But your employer can ask you to take leave over a certain amount of time if they have a genuine business reason. Mm-hmm. So that would probably be the justification there. But, give it a go. It's going to go. And another And again, it's easier to do this kind of thing in a unionized workplace because actually this kind of thing can be negotiated in a collective contract. So, yeah, just saying.
Nice to know. Good to know. Good to know. Someone's texted in with one that they said, it's a bit of a weird one, but I actually reckon a lot of people probably have had this situation come up. They've said, hey, Justine, bit of a weird one. My work has started trying to do one social thing a month for team building. It's a nice idea, but it tends to fall on my day off. It's not compulsory to go, but I'm worried I'm missing out on getting myself known at work because I'm pretty new. What's a chill way to bring this up with my manager?
This is a thing, right, where people feel kind of like pressured to go to things outside their work hours because they feel like they're missing out on workplace connections. So totally get that this is something that comes up for people. I think, you know, a chill way to bring this up with your manager is saying like, oh my gosh, I would like, can we, is there any way we could do something like this on this day that I happen to be there, you know, at work? Or, you know, just expanding that kind of the social, well, it's just one social thing a month. Well, you know, you could ask for like rotating days so that it's more accessible. Again, like, are there other people that are being impacted by this? Are there other people that might want to change the day? Are there other people who aren't able to come because of the day? Like, something to just have a look at. And then maybe, like, once you have a scope of like, are there other people who are being impacted, you can have a chat with your boss. But even if it's just you, you could be like, hey, like, I really love to come, but, you know, I don't know, just even, you can even just say, I mean, I'm not saying lie, but I'm saying maybe you're like, I have another obligation that night, you know, like, whatever, you know, is there any possibility that we could rotate it or something like that, you know?
Yeah, you might really want to go bowling on the company card, you know? You're allowed to allowed to have some fun.
You're allowed to have a life. Maybe you have Trevejo classes. Maybe you have a pottery, like, project. Like, I'm not, you know...
Exactly.
Just like, yeah, you have obligations that night, but you really want to come. I mean, just see how you go. And, like, the way that they respond is also a good indication of what kind of workplace you're in, right?
Totally.
So I think never be afraid to make your needs or your even your wants known in a workplace, because how people respond is a really good indicator of what the kind of workplace that you're in. And you should be able to be picky, you know.
Yeah.
And to have one better, you know, good standards. So yeah, bring it up.
Cool. Well, thank you, Justine, for answering those questions. I hope you have
a
lovely rainy Monday, and we'll see you in a fortnight.
Yeah, terrible weather.
Ka kite. Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
Thanks for texting.